This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 8. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 27. It says there, "What is impossible with a man is possible with God." End of quote. In our lives, we do face impossibilities. People face with incurable diseases and disabilities, divorces, children going astray. We face financial stress and the list goes on. People can end up in prison. In those hard times, you feel you can't do nothing. Things are out of control. You feel like earth moves under your feet. However, you must know God is in control of all affairs of your life. You are anchored in God. Diseases, divorces, rebellious children, financial issues, prison time, whatever it may be, God is right there with you. He is never out of control of your life. He knows exactly what is happening in your life. He is there to help and deliver no matter what you face. God is the God of miracles in your impossibilities. The four-way stops and dead ends are the times you must put your faith and trust in God only. You move closer to Him. Begin thanking, praising, and worshiping God. After all, He has taken care of your future well-being. He already transferred your future address from a horrible place called hell to a beautiful, loving home called heaven. When you called upon the name of Jesus, He will take care and be with you each step of the way when you lean on Him. Things are not out of control. God is in control of your life. Abraham's wife Sarah was barren. God promised a son. However, even after waiting for a long 25 years, they did not get the promised son. What must they do? Bible says in Romans 4:17b, Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. End of quote. You see, this is the key. This was the key of Abraham's success. After he received the promised son, God asked him to sacrifice him in the Mount of Moriah. Humanly, it did not make any sense, did it? However, he obeyed God without saying anything back to him, didn't he? You see, where was his anchor, hope, and trust? You see, Abraham believed in the God who creates new out of nothing and who brings the dead back to life. Of course, God was testing him. God did not allow Abraham to sacrifice his son. God intervened. Beloved, you must remember what Abraham remembered in your difficulties. God can bring the dead back to life. He can create new out of nothing. What is the last time you heard someone brought the dead back to life apart from Jesus did? No man can do it. What is the last time you heard someone created new out of nothing? Never. God created the whole earth and universe out of nothing by His omnipotent, all-powerful word, Genesis chapter 1. However, man cannot create something out of nothing. These are the two prerogatives of God only. Do you know He still does these two miracles in your personal lives? Beloved, I had hard times when I faced with impossibilities in my life. Apart from God's love, presence, and deliverance, I would not be testifying this truth about God to you today. Listen, what is impossible with man is possible with God if you let God work in your life. God can send deliverances to your diseases, disabilities, financial issues, relationship issues. He can give you hope and future again. He can create new out of nothing. The context in which Jesus said this is about salvation. You know, a ruler came to Jesus and asked, What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replied, "You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother." The ruler said, you know what he said? He said, "All these I have kept since I was a boy." In short, in his sight, he was perfect in obeying all the commandments, which are not true in any measure. Understanding his self-righteous heart, Jesus replied, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the ruler heard it, he was very sad because he was very healthy. Those who heard asked this question, "Who can then be saved?" how can we get saved? To this, Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Contextually, what he meant is salvation and eternal life is impossible for man. However, God makes it possible for anyone, not based on their good works, but based on their faith in what Jesus Christ did. Beloved, did you try many ways to get saved and still not sure whether you are saved from your sins and shortcomings? Are you still not sure if you have eternal life at the point of your death? Listen, Jesus said, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." John chapter 10. If you come to Jesus and believe he died and rose again for your sins, you got salvation and eternal life instantly at the time of the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ. You see, the biggest problem of all is salvation and eternal life. Our passage teaches us it is impossible to get salvation by your good works. You need the Savior Jesus for salvation and everlasting life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe what Jesus said. What is impossible with me is possible with you. I fully trust and hope in your power, grace, love, and deliverance. I come closer to you now. I need you now in my life more than ever. Come in my pains and problems. Deliver me with your hand. I know I can't save myself. I need Jesus who died and rose again for my sins. I believe in Jesus. Forgive me and save me now and grant me everlasting life. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.